KMXV is Kansas City.
It's Rocket and Teresa on Mix 93.3.
Well, let's start off by saying happy Mother's Day weekend. Happy graduation weekend. Mm-hmm. So all morning long, we'll be taking your request or your text at 816-476-7093. Give a shout out to your mom or who's graduating this weekend. To me, this is going to be one of those great weekends.
Yesterday, we had shout outs to moms that were graduating.
Yeah.
My head just exploded.
Brain explosion.
So start texting in, and we'll do this all morning long, and then we'll take your calls, but we'll be reading them as the show goes on. 816-476-7093. Can I say holy technology real quick?
Yes, sure. You may.
Yesterday, somebody on this show, I'm looking at her, Teresa, yes, you.
Yeah.
We're all Swifties in this room.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I can take that title, though, because Swifties are like on a whole other level.
They really are.
I'm going to say I'm a poser Swiftie.
We're a Swifty 1A.
Yeah.
We can't be at the top because we can't figure out the clues and the Easter eggs.
Yeah.
But we're obsessed with her.
Swifty light.
Yes.
Her show from Paris was streaming live yesterday afternoon.
I was just watching people's TikToks, and I still have a headache right here, like really bad from watching my TikTok for 3 hours. I accomplished nothing yesterday. I laid on the sofa, and I watched that whole damn concert.
I know, I did too. I had to change one channel, and here's why. I'm thinking, oh man, Taylor, you're not sounding so good on this stream. Then I'm like, oh, it's the ladies that's streaming it to sing the song.
the one that I was watching, she was singing a lot
too.
But honestly, it didn't bother me as much because she was just living her best life, and it was fun, and it was interactive, and she was like a real Swiftie, and she was answering all sorts of questions and like explaining some of the Easter eggs, and she picked up on everything.
Was that the local girl?
No, this was a girl. Her name is Sober Swiftie or something like that. But she was counting everything, like, because there were a lot of graphics that change and costumes that change, and she was breaking it all down. She's like, guys, you know what yellow means, right? Guys, there's 7 candles on the screen. Wait, what does that mean? She was counting everything.
Wow. It was the most amazing thing. Education. Like Teresa said, there's some people who do not understand what these Swifties go through.
Oh, yeah. And a lot of people were like telling her, they're like, you know that Chris Olsen is at the same show as you. And she goes, guys, I'm not here with Chris Olsen. I'm here with Taylor.
Amazing. That's me in everyday life, everywhere I go. No, I'm here with Taylor. I thought, too, the songs that she cut out were really like the bathroom break songs when you're at the show. I think she did a really good job.
I'm going to disagree. I'm going to agree with everything.
Which one?
Except she cut out Long Live.
That's true.
In fact, I think it ended up where Enchanted, I think there's only one Speak Now song because she cut it so much.
Yeah.
But it's okay because it worked out. The fact that she ended up getting the new songs in from Tortured Poets. That was amazing.
All I got to say is this woman, the way she travels and she's hanging out with Travis Kelce and then yet came back to pull this off for the new tour and rehearse it and do it. It was brilliant.
She changed up the order. So she really had to remember a lot of new stuff.
Why is she so amazing?
It's just crazy. Yeah.
But it's so funny the way that Swifties react because they were like, wait a minute, you guys. She's doing Red now. She's doing Red. Guys, this is not the original order. It's supposed to be Evermore, and it is Red. Alert, alert.
It was like online. It was like being in the classroom where everybody's smart.
Yes.
And they're all screaming the answer out. That's what it was like. It was a zoo. It was chaotic.
I did like her shirt change for the 22 segment where it said, this is not Taylor's version.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Once again, they'll be talking about this for a long time, but if you get a chance, and it's not illegal what we're doing. These are streams.
It might be illegal for the people that are streaming
not
it, but it's not illegal for us to watch.
All right, our first look at tabloids is coming up in about 15 minutes.
Well, in addition to, I was going to talk all about Taylor, but let's check that off the list. We got to talk about that new baby that's on the way, and guys, it involves Justin Bieber.
All right, we know a lot of you get up early, so let's start the winning right now.
Yes, we have got a $50 gift card to Old Shawnee Pizza. It's one of our 50-50 deals today. So that means right at 8 a.m. on our website, mix93.com, you can get a $50 gift card to Old Shawnee Pizza for just $25. But for you early risers right now, you can get that $50 gift card totally free. Just call 816-476-7093.
I mean, what a way to start a great weekend, right?
Yeah, seriously. Kick it off. Take your mom there.
Call right now, 816-476-7093. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Karen.
Hi, Karen.
How are you today?
Good. How are you?
We are doing great. You are our first winner of the day, and you get a $50 gift card to Old Shawnee Pizza.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You bet. I'm going to put you on hold real fast. We'll come back and get all your info. Miguel on Mix. Good morning, Kansas City. Happy Friday. It's a Rocket and Teresa show coming up next in Tabloid.
There's a baby on the way, you guys, and we're very excited about it. Can you believe it? Justin Bieber.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Tara's baby's still on the
no,
way.
Justin's no. is more exciting for the people.
If your baby was on the way, that'd be exciting because it would mean it's happening now in this room.
Yeah, we'll explain next. Good morning, Kansas City. Happy Friday. Now, what are you talking about, Justin Bieber and a baby?
Well, Justin made a baby, Rocket. I don't know if you know the birds and the bees. No. Justin and Hailey Bieber are expecting their first child. They actually announced it yesterday with a really cool carousel on Instagram, beautiful photos and video, and she's wearing a white dress. I heard one rumor that they actually renewed their vows when they did that video. I don't know if it's true, but you can tell she's about 6 months along is what the sources are saying, and she just looks absolutely gorgeous.
I am so mad at myself how I didn't see this.
Well, I think we did. Remember back when her dad, Stephen Baldwin, first said, pray for them. We're like, okay, so either they're getting divorced or maybe she's having a baby or there's something going on.
I feel like that never crossed my mind that they were pregnant when he said pray for them. And
same
it makes
here.
So much sense
it
now.
It does, mm-hmm. yes.
And I guess the rumors of them living separately, is that just a rumor then?
That's what I need to
I
know.
I would love to know. There's been so much about them lately.
Yeah, but a lot of people are saying now that those videos of him where it looked like he was crying, those are happy tears.
Yes,
I'm gonna
yes.
be a dad. Or it's like, oh God, I'm going to be a dad and I don't know what I'm doing with my life. Yes. The award-winning FX show The Bear is returning for season 3 on June 27th. Hulu will release all the episodes at once, and we have a lot of streaming and movie updates today. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is in theaters. Also, if you like Tyler Perry, there's a movie out today called Not Another Church Movie. It's kind of like the Scary Movie franchise,
yeah.
except this is a parody of all the Tyler Perry movies.
Oh my God, I
like
love
it.
Tyler Perry.
Yes,
he's that movie guy that you just get away from the world.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to be an Oscar winning
But this
movie.
Is making fun of them. It's a
yes,
parody.
It's
and
fun.
Jamie Foxx plays God and Mickey Rourke is the devil. That's all I need to know. Today on Max, you can start streaming The Iron Claw. That's the movie with Zac Efron that came out a few months ago. There's a brand new Doctor on Doctor Who. The 14th season premiere is on Disney Plus today. It's that actor from Sex Education. I don't know his name, but he's really funny and I like him. He's
okay.
a delight, so I think you'll enjoy it. And if you really liked the Tom Brady roast, this weekend, Nikki Glaser, who everyone says stole the show.
Oh, yeah.
She has a brand new comedy special that premieres tomorrow night, 9 o'clock HBO, called Someday You'll Die. And then also tomorrow night on Netflix, Kevin Hart, who hosted the roast, he has that Mark Twain prize special. And that's always fun because they have guest stars and people that come and honor him. And then on Saturday Night Live tomorrow night, Maya Rudolph is returning as host. Also a reminder that at 7:20 this morning, you guys, Walker Hayes is coming to Kansas City
mm-hmm.
in July. And we got to talk to him after the show yesterday. We all agree, probably one of our favorite people
yes.
on this planet.
Look, we've been in radio a long time. And Tara joined the show years ago. You and I have been together since mm-hmm. you were a teenager. It's like, this is an incredible interview.
He's just so great.
Yeah, just so down to earth, so funny. What a delight. We'll talk to him at 7:20, and we will have tickets for his show in July. That's your Tabloid Trash. Save time and money with healthy grab-and-go meals that are delicious from Lean Kitchen KC. Locally owned, 4 locations, leankitchenkc.bottle.com.
Busy weekend. It's Mother's Day. Of course, we also have everybody that's graduating. So shout-outs to you. All you have to do is text us to 816-476-7093. We'll be reading these as the morning goes on. So let me get this straight. The young singer that had his first concert here at Mix 93.3's Red, White, and Boom, Justin Bieber, he had this song, Baby. He's now going to have his own baby?
Yes, he is.
That is so freaky to me.
Hailey Bieber is about 6 months pregnant, and she's glowing. Tara, are you still glowing?
Oh, yeah, Teresa. I'm really thriving right now. People look at me and they're like, there's a hot piece of...
I think that baby's coming on Mother's Day, Tara. I really do.
I am so open to it. It's insane.
Tell.
I am so ready. I've continued to deep clean my house. I find things to do every day to just feel prepped for this baby.
I mean, the thing is, Tara fixes things even before she was pregnant.
Can I tell you about yesterday, though,
Please.
Real quick? My tailbone was killing me. It's been the biggest nuisance this pregnancy. And I'm cleaning out my fridge, scrubbing the inside of the fridge. My dog rolls in poop inside. He comes back in the house. I have to give him a bath. Then I get him dried off. And then my daughter has to go number two. That's a whole thing then. So I clean her up. I go back to the fridge. My dog rolls in poop again. Two baths in one day for this dog.
Why is there so much poop at your house?
Oh my gosh, it was insane. It was poop city. It's like, come on.
Oh my gosh. All right, coming up after Doja Cat.
In trending topics, the woman caught living inside a store sign for a year.
Good morning, Kansas City. Happy Friday. It's a Rockin' and Teresa show. We're doing shout outs all morning long because this is a great weekend. First of all, Mother's Day is Sunday.
That's right.
If you want to say hi to mom, just send us a text, 816-476-7093. Tell us about your mom. Or if you're graduating college or high school or what do we have?
Kindergarten.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So just text in 816-476-7093.
Strange stories and trending this morning. A 34-year-old woman was found living in a Michigan supermarket's rooftop sign and inside her compact space where she lived for roughly a year before being discovered. She had a mini desk, flooring, clothing, a pantry of food, a printer, a houseplant. She only got caught because they were doing some construction and they found her extension cord coming out of this like attic space that was on the roof of the building.
That's kind of hilarious.
Yeah, and she didn't get in trouble. They just said you have to leave, and she left. The Northern Lights may be visible to a large portion of the lower 48 states due to heightened solar activity this weekend. The wife of a Tennessee man who loves Costco threw him a unique surprise party this week. She pretended they were just going to Costco to shop, but he kept running into all of his friends until he realized there's about 30 of my closest friends here, and then he knew something was up when he saw his grandmother, and he's like, oh, it's a party.
That's awesome.
And then finally, a woman in North Carolina, she left her credit card at a restaurant. Okay. And I get that the employees were trying to do the right thing. They didn't know how to get a hold of her and they wanted to return her card, but they posted it front and back online and other people got the information and charged $2,000 on it.
It's lucky it's only $2,000.
I couldn't believe that they did that, but I was sick thinking that I might be responsible for all those charges. It had been used a whole lot of declines, but a whole lot that went through. I live on a fixed income and there's not like there's extra money every month to cover those bills that somebody else charged on my card.
It's kind of sad.
It is sad. I'm not going to lie. The only reason I want to play audio is because I love her voice.
She has a very cute accent.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what's trending on Mix.
All right. Coming up after 7, Beat the Clock. What are they? Not Beat the Clock.
Know It or Blow It.
Yes. And we've got a pair of tickets to see NF tonight at the T-Mobile Center.
KMXV is Kansas City. Hey, coming up in about 24 minutes, we had an interview yesterday after the show. And we're going to talk to him around 7:25. I got to tell you, I've been in radio my entire life since I was a kid. And I think this is one of the coolest interviews we've ever done.
Walker Hayes is going to be out at Azura Amphitheater, or as Travis Kelsey calls it, Ample Theater. He's going to be out there in July. And so we're going to talk to, it was a great time talking to him yesterday. Walker Hayes, very friendly, great family man. We're going to talk to him around 7:25, and we have tickets for the show.
Absolutely. All right. So now let's talk Taylor and technology. Yesterday, Teresa and I were glued to our iPads and phones.
I wish I was smart enough to use the iPad. Yes. I used my teeny tiny phone.
Oh my gosh. Taylor Swift's concert in Paris was streaming everywhere.
Yes, and she made a lot of changes, you guys. She added the Tortured Poets Department to the intro.
Yes.
And then she came out in a new bodysuit that was sort of orangey red, new costume. She dropped some songs. She got rid of Long Live, which I'm sad about because I love that one. But
we got so much more in return.
Oh yeah, she switched up to kind of the order of, you know, the eras and things that she did. And she dropped a few songs. She combined Evermore and Folklore to make one era so that she could add her new album. And she did a little bit of But Daddy, I Love Him, Who's Afraid of Little Old Me, Fortnite, The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived. I loved how she ended with I Can Do It with a Broken Heart. And then for her secret song, she did LOML.
There was just so many. I think I want to say it was Down Bad. She did Down Bad, too.
I think that was the ones where she kind of sampled it. She did a little bit of So High School and a little bit of Down Bad.
But the thing I'm talking about is just like, okay, she's been so busy on this break. And then to somehow rehearse, somehow date Travis Kelce, somehow go to all these events, and then pull this off.
Yeah, not only is it remembering the new choreography and the order of the new segment, but the old segments, she did switch up the order.
I just don't understand. Do her dancers and all of her crew travel with her?
Yes,
because
they do.
She flies. I mean, I know from show to show, but I mean, like just in general in her off time, she flies around so much. When does she have time to rehearse all of this?
Probably when she's flying around and we're seeing her at all these banquets and stuff. Yeah, they're in a warehouse in L.A. working out.
Taylor Swift is coming up on Mix. Don't forget, we're celebrating Mom's Day. And, of course, you graduating, you can always text your little shout out to 816-476-7093. We'll read those all morning long. People dream high. So, Teresa, you and I watched this concert from Paris streaming.
On TikTok.
What was the line that... that Taylor said?
When she talked about the new music and the Tortured Poets Department being added to the show, she was like, welcome to the Tortured Poets Department, or as I like to call it, Female Rage, the musical.
My favorite type.
All right, Tara, what's coming up next?
We have got Know It or Blow It. All you have to do is answer one of my trivia questions correctly to win a pair of tickets to see NF at the T-Mobile Center tonight. Remember the words you told
me. Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rocket and Teresa show. NF is coming to town tonight. Now, I've been to three of his shows, and I got to tell you, they are incredible fun for everybody. And Tara has a pair of tickets for you right now.
Yes, to see him tonight at NF. All you have to do is answer one of these questions correctly and Know It or Blow It. Call now to play 816-476-7093.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Janetta.
All right, Janetta, I'm looking for the character's name. What is the name of the mother in the movie The Sound of Music?
Helen.
Nope, good guess.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for the actress's name. What actress played the mother in the television show The Brady Bunch?
I don't know.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Mikhail.
Here we go.
All right. What was the character's name of the mother in the television show Happy Days?
I don't know.
All right. Thanks for calling.
I would just like you guys to know I would rock this contest.
Good morning. Mother's Day edition.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Becky.
Here we go.
What's the name, the character's name, of the mother in the television show Gilmore Girls?
No idea.
Okay. We're killing it, Kansas City.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Amanda.
Here we go.
Who's Blue Ivy's mom?
Beyonce.
Yes, you did it. What's your name?
Amanda.
Amanda, you get a pair of tickets to see NF at the T-Mobile Center tonight.
Yay.
We're going to put you on hold for just 1 second as I go over the correct answers. The mother in the movie The Sound of Music was Maria Von Trapp. The actress that played the mom on Brady Bunch was Florence Henderson. The mother in Happy Days was Marion Cunningham. And the name of the mother in the television show Gilmore Girls was Lorelai Gilmore.
All right, guys. We're going to play Jack Harlow as we get ready to replay an interview that we had yesterday. And I got to tell you, I think all three of us, when we left the show after talking to him, just felt really good about life.
Yeah, we got to talk to Walker Hayes after our show yesterday, one of the nicest people on the planet. And not only are we going to let you hear our interview, but we have tickets.
Now, more of the Rocket and Teresa Show on Mix 93.3.
Walker Hayes is coming to Kansas City, going to be out in Bonner Springs at Azura Amphitheater in July, and we are happy to have him on the line right now. Good morning.
Hey, buddy.
Good morning, y'all.
Hey, dude, I got to just ask you, as a girl dad, what's it like dancing with your kiddo?
Oh, man, it's priceless. I'm just glad. You know, my oldest daughter is 18. My younger ones are 10 and 8.
Yeah.
So anytime they ask to dance with me, the answer is yes.
Love it.
That's so sweet. I'm telling you, man, I'm the worst dancer in the house, but they're patient with me.
I love it.
I love that so much. And it's not just the girls. You also bond with your son. Tell me how those trick shots started.
Yeah. They kind of started on a whim. And my family is hating me right now for making that commitment. We have 19 left. We're doing 365, and it's affected my marriage. my wife is like, if I hear one more ping pong ball bounce through the house, I might kill somebody. But man, it's taught us a lot of lessons that I didn't really intend for us to learn together, but just memories. I'm talking about out the wazoo. We're going to look back years from now and just be like, I can't believe we did that. It's been amazing.
It is hard when you have such a big family and just being away from your wife. What's it like when you're on the road? Because it's summer, will they get to come with you to Kansas City or be with you at all this summer?
So, that's a special thing about my career is that my family goes everywhere. They're homeschooled. So every time the bus picks me up, they pick the dogs up, they pick the kids up, and my wife jumps on the bus. And we're, you know, Tim, our bus driver, he's part of the family. And we go everywhere. So, yeah, they'll be everywhere we go. They'll be in Kansas the city for sure.
I'm not going to lie. That sounds amazing.
I am so grateful. And it hasn't been like this my whole life. You know, I mean, it was a grind in Music City for a long, long time. But these past couple years, bringing my family out, I know that these are the good days. I mean, these are the days I'm going to look back on and say, I cannot believe we traveled the country and sang shows. And Lila, my daughter Lila, dances through the show. She dances with other dancers, and my sons are out there throwing footballs to me. It's good stuff.
Okay, let's be honest. It does sound wonderful having your family with you the whole time, but you do have the majority, they're all teenagers. So what's a bad day like on the tour bus?
That's a great question. Not enough people ask me, because I think if you look at my socials, it looks like it's just bliss, you know, wall to wall and never a bad day. But, you know, my kids, like for the trick shots, they're sick of them. Like, it is not, when I say, hey, it's trick shot time, they're like, ugh. they're not enthusiastic. Now, eventually, as we get it going, they'll get happier. But my two little girls, man, I love them so much, but they're either playing with dolls very happily, or they're like MMA cage fighting somewhere. And I'm talking about hair pulled, fist freaking flying. I mean, it's like, geez, man, who taught y'all how to do those holds? It's crazy. My three boys, sometimes they just do things where I'm like, bro, where was your brain? You know, like they're like a little herd, and they talk themselves into doing the craziest stuff when mom and dad aren't looking. But I mean, for the most part, we have the same battles every family does. Screens are the biggest battle we face. It's like, hey, look up, guys, put the freaking phone down. And, you know, we're playing that game. And then, dude, this is funny. Sometimes when I'm not on my phone and I want my wife's attention, she's on her phone. And I'm like, lady, you're setting a terrible example for the kids. How could you, you know? And she's like, well, you're just off your phone right now. That's the only reason you want my attention. So, dude, we're the typical American family.
I love it.
Very volatile. It's a seesaw. One minute we're happy, one minute we're about to self-destruct.
Okay, that is part one. I got to tell you, he just makes me love him even more.
Yeah, Walker Hayes coming to town in July.
That's right, and we'll have your pair of tickets in just minutes, along with part two of that interview.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's Rocket and Teresa Show. Teresa, what is coming up next?
Our second half of our interview with Walker Hayes. We got to talk to him after a show yesterday. Super nice guy. Someone on the text line said, dang, okay, I guess I'm a Walker Hayes fan now. What a sweet moonbeam. That's a pretty good way to describe
him. Seriously.
Yeah, so the second half of our interview with Walker Hayes, and we have tickets to his show when he comes to Kansas City in July.
Rocket and Teresa Show on Mix 93.3.
So what all can we expect to see during the show? Are you going to go back to the early years?
We go back. We dip our toe in the earlier years. We have a couple songs that I would consider retro Walker. But for the most part, we just play bangers wall to wall. We do a lot of dancing. I have four dancers that really are captivating to watch. And then we have a small section that's a little more acoustic, and my daughter Loxley and Everly will sing with me, and so they steal the show there. So honestly, I'm just kind of the MC. I just kind of I hold the mic, bounce around. I'm like, I'll tell you what to do with your hands. Like, hey, get your hands up, go this way, go that way. But man, it's fun. It's a family affair. The band I have, I've been with for about 12 years, so we just enjoy this job, man. We love tour season.
I love that you're living the life, man, and it shows by just talking to you.
Yeah, you just sound so happy.
Oh, hey, listen, guys. I mean, I don't know how many people know my story, but this life is like 2 years old. This is a newborn baby life for me. You know, I'm 8 years sober. I was working at Costco 7 or 8 years ago, so this is... like a bus pulling up in my house. We still look at it and we're like, dang, man, we got a bus with my logo on it. What's going on? You know, this is all new, you know? And so we're very much enjoying this phase. It's a relief.
I love it.
Well, we are so happy for you. And can I just say, truly, you're one of my most favorite people we have ever interviewed. This has been such a delight talking to you. And we thank you so much.
Any chance of a documentary?
Man, it's crazy. There's actually a guy, he's writing a Friday Night Lights-ish TV show series about basically Lanny and I just falling in love in high school and then the rest of our story.
I love it.
And so that's in the process. They're having a hard time finding enough kids, though.
You know? That's
but,
so
dude,
funny.
It honestly, I've read some of the script, and it makes, I mean, every page I tear up. I'm like, God, I can't believe that's our life. Because we just didn't do any of this on purpose. I mean, honestly, it's like we're kind of waking up still going, man, I'm glad we wrote that Applebee's song.
Oh my gosh.
I know. It's crazy what a song could do, guys. I mean, it's insane.
Well, we are really looking forward to seeing you at Azura Amphitheater on Saturday, July 20th. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. But we have a free pair for you right now, 816-476-7093. Walker, so good to talk to you.
Hey, thanks for hanging with me, y'all. I can't wait to see y'all.
You got it, buddy. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it. Thank goodness we wrote the Applebee's song.
I think I love him too much.
I think that's the thing about him. And that's why I asked about the documentary, because I've been following him for, I don't know, a few years now. It's like his story's great.
It's a lot. Yeah. If you don't know everything about him, yeah, he's sober. They went through the loss of a child. He has six kids with him on a tour bus. There's a lot going on there.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Hey, this is Janice.
How are you, Janice?
Well, I'd be really good if I could go to that concert.
Guess what? You're going to that concert.
Yay, thank you.
Janice, you get a pair of tickets to see Walker Hayes and Friends at Azura Amphitheater. It's coming up July 20th.
Thank you so much.
Hey, Janice, what did you think of his honesty in that interview?
I think that is, I don't know, it's great. It is just, I don't know how to describe it.
I get it. I'm going to put you on hold real quick. We'll come back and get all your info.
It's just very real.
Yeah, it is. It is. Hey, it's a busy weekend. We got graduation. We got Mother's Day. We want to hear from you. Start texting in. We'll do some shout-outs after 8 o'clock, whether you want to just say Happy Mother's Day to your mom, why you love her so much, or your kid is graduating. Your calls, your texts, coming up after 8. KMXV is Kansas City, Stick Season, Noah Kahn. You know, everybody asks me all the time, what does that song mean? And if you go to his website, remember I told you about all the different hoodies and stuff he has?
Mm-hmm.
Very outdoorsy. What Stick Season is between fall and snow. That in-between time.
Yeah, it's when your parents make you go in the backyard and pick up the sticks so they can
stick season.
Beat you with them.
It's just, yeah, just crazy. But I just love his sound. And everywhere around the country, his shows are selling out. All right, Teresa, we have to talk about this.
Yes, we do. We've got Taylor Swift coming up, Karma, and that is still the way she's closing out the Eras Tour, but she made a lot of changes, including her wardrobe. She kicks things off in a new, like, orangish red, I can't say orangish, red bodysuit.
Because it's during Lover.
No, when she starts off, it's orange and red.
Okay.
And yeah, I think it's, and she sings like I'm the Man and with an orange jacket. I think she just changed up the color. I didn't think about that. Maybe it's a little nod to the Chiefs. I don't know.
I mean, it's during Love. I'm just like, I didn't know. I was so amazed at all the changes she made from taking a break being on tour.
Yeah, so she had to drop a few songs so that she could make room for the Tortured Poets Department. She added, But Daddy, I Love Him, Who's Afraid of Little Old Me, Fortnite, The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived, I Can Do It With a Broken Heart, which is amazing in the show the way she does it. She sampled So High School, Down Bad, and then during the Secret Songs last night, she sang LOML. So I'm wondering if maybe every time she does Secret Songs, maybe she'll throw in a new one?
I just found it fascinating. Not only just watching her perform because she's amazing, but it's just the technology that here it's the middle of the afternoon and we're watching her perform in Paris at night.
Thank you, TikTok.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, that's
what
it was.
People are legally streaming the show.
All right, coming up in a few minutes as we celebrate this weekend, we got a couple of things going on here locally. Of course, the biggest one is Mom. Mother's Day is this weekend. We'd love to hear from you. A quick little shout out. Just text Tara at 816-476-7093. Also in minutes, we will take your phone calls. The same number, 816-476-7093. Lose Control, Teddy Swims. Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rocket and Teresa show. Coming up next, Benson Boone, which, by the way, I know a lot of you are working or in your car. When you get home, go to the Today Show's website. He's singing live Beautiful Things just a few minutes ago. Absolutely incredible. I was kind of just going through it. Mm-hmm. This guy is so talented. But right now, let's talk about the weekend. And it's a great weekend. We want to hear from you at 816-476-7093. Shout outs to moms, first of all, number one, Sunday. And then we've noticed this crazy. A lot of kids are getting out of school.
Yeah, there's a lot of graduations that are happening. We actually had yesterday, we had a few people saying, my mom is graduating. You can combine it all. It doesn't matter.
So call right now or text. I know sometimes it's easier to do that. 816-476-7093. Just a weekend shout out to celebrate this glorious weekend that we're having.
Yeah, we've got so many coming in on the text line. Evelyn Rose says, my mom's 50th birthday lands on Mother's Day, so happy birthday and Mother's Day to the best mom ever.
Evelyn Rose, that is a beautiful name.
Isn't that pretty?
It's a classic name. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
So we have three graduates from our family this year, and one of them is my nephew, who graduates from Rutgers University tomorrow.
That is wonderful. Congrats to him.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
Enjoy. Have a great day.
Have a great weekend.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi. My mom, she always sacrifices for us, and dance competitions are a lot, and I'm just really thankful that she provides the opportunity for us to do it.
Do you drive to all these dance competitions, your mom?
Yeah, some of them, a lot of them.
Well, listen, it's so sweet of you to call in and talk about your mom like that. I love that. You have a great day, okay?
You too.
Bye-bye. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead. Are you there? Going once? Sorry, we lost you. All right, we're talking about moms, giving shout-outs to moms because it is Sunday. But not just moms this weekend.
Yeah, it could be graduates. We have people graduating from kindergarten, from college, from high school, whatever.
On the text line, it says, want to give a Mother's Day shout out to my wife. We had our child last April and decided we were done. She's been battling her mental health severely and just started nursing school. She continues to show our children outstanding love, even when battling her own problems. She deserves more of a shout out than I could ever provide for her. That is so nice. Janice wrote, happy Mother's Day to Tara and Teresa. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ashley said, I am my mother's gift. Mother's Day is my birthday. You're welcome, Mom. I hope my second daughter is saying the same thing. I would love to give birth.
I feel like she's coming on Mother's Day. I really do.
I'm into it. That's fine.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead. Are you there? Lost you. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
I love my mom because she's the default parent, and she always takes me to the soccer games that are always in Kansas City.
Oh, that's so nice of her, and so nice of you to recognize her.
What a smart kid. It recognizes the default parent.
Yeah, it's nice when they're young and they recognize yes! it, not when they come back and they're 30 and they're like, oh, the things you did for me.
What's your name?
Kennedy.
Thank you for calling, Kennedy. You're a good kid.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm going to give a shout-out to my nephew, Carlos. He's graduating from Turner High School.
Nice.
Congratulations.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
I love my mom because she's so nice and she cares about me and she wouldn't do anything to harm me.
Oh, what's your name, honey?
What's your name? Aria.
How are you? You doing good today?
Mm-hmm.
Can you do me a favor?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to say, happy Mother's Day, Kansas City.
Happy Mother's Day, Kansas City.
Good morning, Kansas City. Happy Mother's Day weekend. We've been doing shout-outs for the last couple days for Mom's Day, which is Sunday. And thank you for all your texts at 816-476-7093.
Yeah, Tiffany from Raytown says, I want to give the loudest shout-out to my amazing mom. She does so much and wears so many hats, from mom, Nami, sister, Dr. Phil, therapist, and nurse. Nami, you are everything to all of us, and we love you. Emily on the text line wrote, shout out to my mom. I would not be able to mom without her. She is available to help me out at the drop of a hat, and I don't know what I'd do without her. And then maybe let's do one more.
Okay.
I want to give a quick shout out to my mom, Lori. She has not been dealt the best hand in life, but every day she wakes up and fights, and she is a rock for our family. I hope when I'm older, I have her wisdom, strength, and courage just like her. Love you, Mama.
All right, coming up right after Selena Gomez.
We are playing around a family feud for a pair of tickets to the second annual Phase Fest.
Good morning, Kansas City. Happy Friday. It's Rocket and Tracy Show. You know, the last couple of months, I have gotten so many people hit me up for concert tickets. And one of the big ones is Phase Fest. And we want you to win some tickets.
Yeah, second annual Phase Fest coming up June 2nd at Legends Field. You can see Boys Like Girls, Senses Fail, Yellow Card, Bayside, 303, Hoobastank, Secondhand Serenade, Emery, and DJ Joey Donut. It'll be a full festival experience. And if you win these tickets, you'll be a finalist. Also possibly win a pair of VIP tickets. But you have to play Family Feud. We are looking for the fifth answer on the board, 816-476-7093.
That's so specific.
Yeah. Yep.
The fifth answer.
816-476-7093.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Megan.
Here we go, Megan.
Name something you do at a festival.
Eat corn dogs.
Nope.
I mean, you do that, but it's not the fifth answer on the board.
Good morning, Mix.
Hello.
Hi. Hello. Name something you do at a festival.
Drink lemonade.
Nope. Drink was number four on the board. We're looking for the fifth answer.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Eat food.
Nope.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Dance.
Dance is number one on the board for something you do at a festival. We are looking for the number five answer on the board.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer? Going once.
I'm surprised drink is number four.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Is it play games?
Nope. We are looking for the fifth answer on the board. Family Feud. Name something you do at a festival. The number one answer is dance, but we're looking for number five.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer? Lost you. Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Listen to music.
No. Should I give a clue, Ron?
Absolutely, please.
All right. If your hands are too busy, you can do it with your cheeks.
Okay, hold on. Let me turn my mic off for a second. Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Good morning.
Hi.
I actually have to say that the clue completely stumped me. sorry. Shout.
Nope, not shout.
Yelling.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Talk to people.
Nope. Again, if your hands are too busy, you can do this thing with your cheeks.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer? Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Riding rides.
Nope. This is something you do at a music festival.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Sing.
No. Shall I do the thing? Into the microphone?
Sure.
Here it is. That's it. Just say what that is.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
No. You clap.
Yeah, there you go.
Hold on. How do you clap with your cheeks?
Guys, if I have to explain it, you don't listen to hip-hop music ever, okay? I'm talking about your booty.
Okay, turn your radio down, hon. Anyway, you went tickets.
I still don't get it. How do I clap with my cheeks?
I don't get it either.
I'll play some music after this.
I think
this.
I'm really impressed by Tara's cheeks and what she's able to do with them.
Well, you get a pair of tickets to the second annual Phase Fest. We'll put you on hold for just one sec.
All right, coming up next, our final look at Tabloid.
Sorry, I can't get over that. We're going to look at the new music that's been added to Taylor Swift's Eras Tour and all the changes.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rocket and Teresa show. Happy Mother's Day weekend. Coming up next is Jack Harlow. And I bring this up because it's Mother's Day weekend. And he just launched a really cool set of shoes, or new shoes, from New Balance. And I think Teresa needs her husband to order them for because they are purple.
Ooh, I like that.
Isn't that cool?
That's fun.
So if you get a chance, get those for Mother's Day. It's on his website.
Hear that, Billy? Do something. So in tabloid trash today, it's all about Justin and Hailey Bieber announcing that they are expecting their first child. Sources say she's about 6 months along. They posted some really beautiful photos and video of them out in a field, and she's wearing a white dress. It looks like a wedding gown. There was one source that says they may have actually renewed their vows when they did that video, but I don't think that's confirmed. But you can see her baby bump. It's very visible, and she just looks absolutely gorgeous.
Now, once again, I know everything about Justin Bieber because he started his career here in Kansas City.
Red, white, and boom.
Yeah, so I don't know much about her. Is she way younger than him or older?
I think she's a little younger, but they're pretty close to the same age.
It's not like a crazy age difference. Okay. I don't think.
Like just normal.
But I'm just so happy to find out that everything going on with them has been positive. Happy news. You know, there's been so many negative rumors that they were going their separate ways. I'm glad it's happy.
Yeah, now we know that when Stephen Baldwin, Haley's dad, about 6 months ago said, hey, pray for them, that's probably what he was talking about.
Like in a good way.
Yeah. Yes. So when Jenny Robinson and her daughter see Taylor Swift in Paris this week, they're getting a little bit of a different show. That's because Taylor made some big changes. Two people in this room, Rocket and myself, totally watched it on TikTok for 3 hours yesterday.
Did you,
that's
like,
fine.
At one point, I'm like, loser. That's all I did was watch a feed.
I still have a headache this morning from watching my tiny little, because I have one of those mini iPhone mini 12s. Yeah. It hurt a lot, but it was worth it because I wanted to see if she added new music, and she did add. She dropped some songs. She kind of changed the arrangement of some of the eras and made room for Tortured Poets Department. She sang But Daddy I Love Him, Who's Afraid of Little Old Me, Fortnite, The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived, I Can Do It with a Broken Heart, some little samples of So High School and Down Bad, and then when she did her secret song, she sang LOML. So I'm guessing maybe all through the week she'll be putting in some new songs in that secret song category. But what Rocket noticed that I didn't even think about, I did notice that she changed her opening outfit is now, it's kind of like, it looks orange, but it's basically red and yellow. And you brought up, is that a nod to Travis at the Chiefs? I think it is, because it's during the Lover segment of the show.
Yes.
And I Googled it, and a lot of people are saying, is that a nod to Travis? That's, and that would totally make sense.
That's the first thing that I noticed.
My brain doesn't think like that. I was just like, it's so pretty. I love it.
It's okay.
That's
I'm crazy.
No, I think that's very smart of you. Yeah. That's your tabloid trash. Save time and money with healthy grab-and-go meals that are delicious from Lean Kitchen KC. Locally owned with 4 locations, leankitchenkc.bottle.com.
Now, if you're going to get out and do something this weekend, we have so many great things going on, and we're going to make you a winner coming up after 9.
Yeah, we've got a 4-pack of tickets to Oceans of Fun to celebrate their opening day coming up at the end of May.
City. Happy Friday. Happy Mother's Day weekend. Happy graduation. Hopefully something happy will happen this weekend. Have you noticed, Teresa, that Tara now says goodbye to everybody like she's not going to see him again for a while?
Every time I look in her eyes like, maybe I'll see you in 3 months.
She wants that baby here now.
I really do. I really, really do. I'm ready for my body to stop being as uncomfortable. I mean, it's a different kind of discomfort postpartum, but I'm ready for this time to be over and to just have my two daughters and celebrate all my days. Our friend Mallory just came in, and I said, I hope I don't see you again till I'm a mother of two. You know, I love her, but I'm ready to have this baby.
I get it.
I think it'll be Mother's Day. Wouldn't that be perfect?
Yeah, I think it'd be beautiful. By the way, what are you two doing for Mother's Day this weekend?
We're going to go to Topeka because my son lives in Manhattan. So we're going to meet there and have a nice meal with my mom and me and everybody.
I'm going to go to a Mother's Day brunch. I'm pretty excited. It's going to be dope. I just really want to have my baby.
I know, I can tell you.
Like, yay, Mother's Day, like, I don't care.
She's like, Rocket, end the show. Mom's tired.
Let's go. I have to pee again for the 1,000th time.
All right, before we leave, we always do this.
Speaking of all the tough things that Tara's going through right now, here's our second look.
Can I tell you about yesterday, though,
please,
real quick? My tailbone was killing me. It's been the biggest nuisance this pregnancy. And I'm cleaning out my fridge, scrubbing the inside of the fridge. My dog rolls in poop inside. He comes back in the house. I have to give him a bath. Then I get him dried off. And then my daughter has to go number two. That's a whole thing then. So I clean her up. I go back to the fridge. My dog rolls in poop again. Two baths in one day for this dog.
There's so much poop at your house.
Oh my gosh, it was insane. It was poop city. It's like, come on.
You know, sometimes when you're in labor, you poop yourself too.
I didn't the first time, so I'm hoping I'm just as lucky the second.
Stop.
Can I tell you?
It's a thing, Rocket.
Rocket and Teresa are live texting all these great things that are happening during Taylor Swift's concert. Meanwhile, I am drowning in poop from every other human being and life force in my house. And I'm just like, can the poop stop? I want to see Taylor.
Well, I hope both of you have a wonderful Mother's Day.
Thank you very
much. Thank you, babe.
All right, Casey, until Monday, have a wonderful weekend. You deserve it.
God bless.
Be kind.
Show's over.
And we're done.
We've already run out of time again.
And this is where we say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Don't say goodbye.
Who'd like to hang around and help clean up?
That ended well.
Bye, bye, bye.
Rocket and Teresa and Tara in the morning. Mix 93.3.